listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest the first hour today, first half of the program today, is Suzanne Maher. Her website is byebyebluesky.com. And earlier you talked about children, and we see so many children in everywhere who are allergic to so many things, and they have allergy shots, and there's asthma, and children are getting diseases that they never used to get. Mm-hmm. You see infants with cancer. Cancer used to be an old person's disease 50 years ago. It used to be something that, I don't know, the number is 1 in 50 or greater. And now it's 1 in 3. Mm-hmm. Certainly, that is indicative of something really terrible going on.
Yes, and we do need to do a much better job at protecting our children. I mean, there's even billboards up I've seen in the States with children being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, so fighting child Alzheimer's. That is another old person's disease. No children should be getting that. And the problem is now, too, Deanna, is that the embryos are uptaking this through the umbilical cord. Oh, they're getting all sure. The DNA, all the genetics, all that mutagenics, transgenics, all that stuff, it's going through the umbilical cord into that baby. So as we don't know what's going to be born really at this stage. I mean, we don't because of this toxic brew that's being rained down on us. So a healthy child, it's going to become more and more anomalous. We're going to be looking at sterility, infertility because of the laptops being placed on kids' laps, because of the vaccines. And the thing is, the older generation has a better fighting chance at this point because we weren't deluged with the vaccines, the GMOs, and the chemtrails. You know, now the children, right from the get-go, right from birth, all they're getting are all these assaults from everywhere. And when you're being vaccinated at birth and then, you know, ingesting all these toxins, they don't really have much of a fighting chance at this stage, I hate to say it. And this is why it's so important that the parents need to get educated and pick up a book and really understand what we're dealing with at this stage. Because I think a lot of people, even on a subconscious level, Deanna, recognize that something's not right. I mean, you can't be in that much of a stupor. You know, there's just so many things that are incongruent in our life at this stage. And we're not, a lot of it we're not in control of. So that's why we've got to pick up the reins, take control, start saying no, and recognizing that these childhood illnesses, children are not going to stand a chance against these weapons unless the adults do something about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let me share a comment from the chat room. Deanna, I became concerned when my family and I went for a visit to Lake Tahoe. Because of the elevation, the chemtrails seemed to be almost on top of your head. The locals were very well aware of geoengineering. Now, I grew up about an hour and a half from Lake Tahoe, and my brother also lives very close to Lake Tahoe. My daughter recently went out to Lake Tahoe, and I just remember it as the most beautiful lake, the most beautiful place that you could be in, and to now know that, well, as the comment said, the chemtrails are right on top of people because the elevation is so high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that certainly is concerning because, obviously what goes up must come down, and that's all coming down on us. So,
Right. We do have a caller, a cab in New York. Cab, you have a question?
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Yeah, it was a really good show you got here today. I just wanted to make a comment about how I remember the first time I saw chemtrails ever in my life. It was maybe 10, 12 years ago, and I was living in Maryland, and I had a typing business, and I used to type in the living room by my, I had sliders, you know, so I could look out you know, while I was doing all this typing, I could look out of my backyard and everything. And, well, and so I knew what they looked like, having seen them on the internet, but we didn't have any. And so I looked out, and there they were, tic-tac-toe in the sky, you know. And I told my daughter, run and get the camera. We got chemtrails. And so I took all these pictures of them, and they spread out, and they covered the whole sky. I sent them into the newspaper. I said, look, we got chemtrails here, and, you know. And the news editor, he was very interested in the beginning. Well, it never went anywhere because the editor of the paper just cut that word. No, we aren't talking about that. And even when I called back later to say, well, you know, are you going to do a story? And then go, nah, they're just doing tricks. It's just planes doing stunts in the sky. And then when I would go into Annapolis to go shopping, they were flying so low. Everybody was looking at them with their mouths hanging open because it was so odd. We'd never seen anything like this. And the planes, I guess the pilots were not very experienced. They must have hired a bunch of new people or something to start spraying where it was new in our area. And you could see them flying so low, like they were looking around to see where are we supposed to spray now or something. And they were white planes, little white planes with red tails. They were everywhere. So, but nothing ever, you know, nothing ever came about it. But I just, you know, I was just, now it's like where I live, I moved to New York, and it's like constant. Every day it's so much. Right now our skies are solid chemtrails.
That's true just about everywhere. Suzanne, would you like to comment on what Kat has said?
Yeah, it's. I'm glad you noticed it. It's wonderful that you woke up to this because, as one, you know, we're all a chain, and you know, once one wakes up, then we can tell another person. It is disturbing that the newspapers don't bother to report this. I've sent letters to my newspaper as well. They don't report on this, so that's where it takes a group of us to get together and really push hard against our officials and against this bought off media that we don't accept their narrative, because you know it's really insulting at this stage for people to say this is water vapor when you see so many anomalies. When we, you know, 12 new clouds, Homo mutatus, man made clouds. That's one of the latest clouds. And we know that the chemical and thermodynamic equations why this isn't water vapor. So I just say thank you, Cab. Keep talking truth. Keep getting, you know, the message out there. And in terms of the planes, I have seen a lot of little white planes where I am too. I think there's a number of operations that they're doing. I think some of them are drones, some of them are pilots, some of them are commercial airlines. But you know, this is all an experiment. This is a continual ongoing experiment. So we're never going to see the same thing from day to day. And I even, you know, suggest making notes and marking down the sunny days because we get so few of them now. And just keep talking and spreading the message, because we have such little sunlight here. We actually had 2 or 3 days of sunlight here this week, and it was like manna from heaven. It's like someone opened up the heavens and blessed us with some sun. And this is not how we should be living. So thank you. Thank you for talking and speaking up.
Yes, thank you so much, Kat, for your phone call. Okay, we need to move on. We have Kent in West Virginia. Kent.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. Yeah, of course, I've known some here in West Virginia for quite a number of years, and I had an experience. There was a guy in the hell. They were trimming trees with a helicopter, and there were three guys following him around. They were watching him, and for whatever might happen. And I walked up to him and I said, "Do you notice anything up there?" He said, "What are you talking about?" And their job was to look up at the sky and in the sky in a helicopter. And they never. And I pointed out the chemtrails. And, look at that! And they were amazed. And I talked to them the next day, and they went back and told their boss. So it's amazing people that they spend all their time up looking at the sky and didn't even notice it. I had an interesting experience. I came across one of these pseudoscience magazines, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I actually called the lady that wrote the article down around Washington, and I said, you know, and it was one of these articles where, you know, some doctor in Harvard was going to put umbrellas in the sky, and some doctor in Stanford was going to put elevators in the sky and was going to spray this or something, and, you know, all these fanciful, really science fiction nonsense. And I called her and I said, well, you know, I don't know about down around D.C., but I can look out my window and they're spraying these chemtrails. And I talked to her, and she spoke, you know, she didn't react. She just spoke normally and didn't deny anything at all. And she said, well, you know, I've talked to people about it, and I can't write about it unless I can get a scientist that will, you know, write something scientific in the magazine. So she knew about it, but none of these quote-unquote scientists would write about it. And I just found an article just yesterday in a magazine a website called Earther, earther.com, and it's a big, long pseudoscience, the machines that could darken the sun to stop climate change. And it just goes, I'll send it to you. I've got your website. I guess you've got an email address. And it just goes on and on about Mount Pinatubo. And, well, if we could get these planes and we could go up there and spray. And they're treating as what's been going on for 20 years, and we've all been able to see it. They're treating it as something, it's on the drawing board. We haven't decided whether we're going to do it. And it's just kind of bizarre. I mean, there's obviously a lot of people making money writing nonsensical stories about this. And, you know, and nobody's admitting it, you know.
All righty. Well, Suzanne, do you have a comment about what Kent said?
Well, I totally agree with you, Kent. I mean, the globalists say we need to geoengineer the atmosphere to avoid some kind of climate chaos or meltdown. So what they seem to be doing is they're creating a lot of fear and manipulating us and social engineering us with this public frame of reference that this is, you know, planetary meltdown, we have this climate change, and that we need to spray the planet to save us from ourselves. I think, Kent, you're probably referring to the David Keith experiment coming up in Tucson this year, perhaps, where he's going to be releasing some kind of gondola and balloons and sulfuric acid supposedly conduct an experiment. So this is why, you know, they really are insulting our intelligence, because anybody who's awake knows that these programs have been going on since well before the Vietnam War. So David Keith actually is the face of this. He is the patsy, along with Ken Caldera, to these operations. So, yeah, he's supposedly conducting an experiment in Tucson. So I would suggest to anybody in that area to heartily protest. That guy is from Harvard, David Keith. Protests at Harvard, protests the experiments. Because I know one was shut down, I think, a few years ago. People pushed back on this similar experiment. So, yeah, I mean, this is pseudoscience, and they have got a lot of money invested in this global climate change lie, so they have to keep it running. There is one scientist, Kent, though, that does talk about this, and he's had journals published. It's Marvin J. Herndon, so I'm sure he would happily write an article for that magazine you're referring to. He has written and published about this topic, so...
Okay, I'll send you an article. I guess you have an email address on your website. I'll send you the link to this, earther.com, in case
sure.
you want to amuse yourself by looking at it.
Sure, I'll take a
look. Okay, thank you so much, Kent.
Okay.
I always appreciate your phone calls. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty, let's take Frank in North Carolina. Frank?
Hi. That 5G thing really makes me angry and makes me feel really helpless too, because you know most people are just going to go right along with it, and there's nothing we can do to convince them to look into it further. And but I have a question. It's been on my mind for a while. Someone mentioned earlier about using distilled water for their dogs and whatnot, and I know I went through a period where. You know, I was believing that distilled water was the best way to go for drinking water and whatnot. I don't know how long I did it, maybe a year or two, and then I heard somebody else say something. It seems like it depends on who you ask. But I had heard someone say that, you know, if you're going to use distilled water for drinking or whatnot, you want to limit it to a very short period of time for like a detox period or something, because they claim that drinking distilled water all the time, because it's absent of, you know, I guess minerals or whatever, that it actually acts like a magnet and sucks all the minerals and everything out of your body, you know. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard that or have any perspective or knowledge on that.
Well, you do have to add minerals, trace minerals. You should supplement with trace minerals, which I do. I've been drinking distilled water for a number of years, and I've always used trace minerals because, after all, as you said, distilled water takes everything, including all of the necessary trace minerals, out of the water.
Just like RO, yeah. I can recommend something, Frank, I've been doing now for about 3 or 4 months, and I'm having amazing benefits with it. I have an RO system, but I still didn't find it that effective. I also remineralize and realkalize with a water filtration system. I put it through. I still was having stomach issues. So a friend of mine told me about something called structured water, which is toroidal vortexing, and which is what a lot of Tony's protocols talk about, is toroidal vortexing. So you have this little bottle with these balls in it, and because basically water has memory, so that water is still uptaking, has the memory of all the contaminants. But with this toroidal vortexing, it resonates on the Schumann resonance, and it clears all the contaminants of water or of toxins. So I'm finding great benefit. I'm also removing a lot more nanotechnology and toxin with myself using that. And I'm seeing, again, some big results with my dog using structured water. He never used to drink water, period, would never drink out of his bowl. I started giving him structured water, and in 7 years, he actually started drinking out of his bowl. So it's really wonderful, and it replicates the waterfall, how waterfalls react in nature. So Vibrancy, I think vibrancywater.ca is where I got my unit, but I'm really, really happy with it, and that's what I do.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Yes, I have two filters. I have an under-the-sink filter for taking stuff out that I use for cooking and that kind of thing. And then I also have a countertop distiller.
Yeah. Hey,
Let's take Rob in Illinois. Rob? Rob, are you there?
Oh, sorry. Had you on mute. Hi, Deanna, Suzanne. My first question for Suzanne is, most everything you're talking about today, you will find out on your website, and that's bye-bye, as in, like, see ya, bye, B-Y-E, Blue Skies, correct?
That's right, B-Y-E, BYEBlueSkies.com.
Okay, and most everything you're talking about today, we'll be able to find there?
Yes, absolutely. 5G, as I said, I'm just going to be updating my site on that, but all the protocols on health, geoengineering documents, HARP, Agenda 21, you name it, it's all on there.
Right, because most of us are familiar with, like, Deborah DeBaris with StopTheCrime.net or Virginia Farber or even Dan Wigginton and GeoengineeringWatch.org and so on and so forth. So I'm not sure if I heard of yours before, but I probably have as much independent media as I listen to. So it's good to hear from you again. Also, the structured water, would you be updating something with that so people can look into it on your site?
Yeah. I think so. I think I'll probably be doing a blog post on it as well and talking about my experiences with it. And I think it's a really good thing because, you know, the woman that sold it to me said, you know, imagine if we structured the skies. And I thought, wow. I mean, that basically, it removes contaminants. It removes that memory of the contaminants. So I think sometimes the solutions that are available to us are a lot more obvious than we know. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It really resonates. I soak all my fruits and vegetables in the water. I cook with it, and it's fabulous.
All righty, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Guest today is Suzanne Maher. Her website is byebyebluesky.com, and she has a lot of information on that website. So, and you can contact her through that website. I believe that Rob hung up, so let's take Tina in Texas. Tina, welcome. Tina?
We should take additional vitamin D. Hello?
Yes, Tina, go ahead.
I thought you dropped. Everybody should take additional vitamin D.
Right, if you're not out in the sunlight, which obviously there's not as much of it, then you should definitely take more vitamin D.
Right.
D3.
We all used to worry about getting enough vitamin C, but I think it's really crucial we all take a lot of supplement D.
The problem with this now, though, is we need the sun to absorb the vitamin D, and we're not getting that. So there's also, I think, means and ways we can do this indoors with certain kind of lighting, we won't be able to absorb it without sunlight. So that the danger of that is overabsorption, and then that can cause bone issues as well. So, there's always a catch with these things. Tony Pantelaresco recommends reptilian light bulbs that give off I don't know if it's an incandescent or halogen light, but indoor light bulbs are important for us because the LEDs are dangerous for us. Now they're going to be installing them on light poles and stuff like that, and they're in our homes. Those disrupt melatonin production, cause eye issues. So look at getting incandescent and halogen bulbs and finding maybe appropriate lighting in other ways as well. And even getting tested for your vitamin D levels. I just had my dog tested, and the results were interesting. His level should have been between 100 and 150, and he's 67.3.
Oh, gosh.
So this is, again, will certainly affect our pets as well. This is devastating because we need light. That's the bottom line. We're not getting light. And, you know, so.
What about the infrared sauna? Near infrared sauna?
I think infrared could be a positive thing. Yep, for sure. And not only that, but detoxing as well as the infrared benefits. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tina.
All right.
Okay. Let's take Tom in Utah.
Tom? Hi there, Deanna and Suzanne. Just wanted to remind Suzanne and you that the most concentrated source of these chemo weapons is in the fat liable products that you take in. In other words, as a former rancher, dairyman, working in veterinary medicine too, I'll tell you that it takes about 800 pounds of silage to produce 1 pound of finished beef. And that silage, when I was a rancher, dairyman, I did not ever wash or rinse any of that material. So what do you think I was giving to my animals? And they were consuming it and concentrating it. Yeah. So the most potent source of these chemical weapon chemistry is actually in what you consume. I mean, of course, you're going to breathe it in like you were talking about. But you also got to remember that when you're taking in the heavy fats, which come from the animals, that's the most concentrated source of that aluminum and mercury and everything else.
Well, thank you for that. Okay.
By the way, Suzanne, I don't know if she's aware of the other chemo or the chemtrail problem that I've been exposing and gassing America.
Okay, I'll share your website with her. So
yeah, hers is at 30,000. Mine is at 3 feet, and it targets specifically the boar.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tom. We always appreciate hearing from you. All righty. Do you have comments about any of the things that the callers recommended or suggested or talked about?
Myself?
Yes.
Yeah, in terms of the food, I would just like to say there is a big problem with what the cows are consuming now because the grains have been mutated. And so they're eating these grains, which have nanotubes, they're excreting their feces
yes.
into the earth, compounding this greenhouse gas effect, which they're blaming us for, but in fact, they're dumping the carbons on us.
Right.
So,
Suzanne, I hate to say this, but our time is up.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe it. Thank you so very much for being with us today.
It was my pleasure.
We need to do this again.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our second guest today is Professor Brian Peskin. That's P-E-S-K-I-N. He is the author of The Hidden Story of Cancer. His website is brianpeskin.com. Now, you can find his book on Amazon for the stunning price of $899. Or you can visit his website and obtain that book for only $24.95. Now, that's quite a divergence in price. Welcome, Professor Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me, Deanna. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Your book is wonderful.
And
I hope that people will visit your website. And one of the things, one of the statements at the top of the website is optimizing patient outcomes with PEO-based solutions. And on your website, you talk about various things,
yeah,
about how to, what to eat. And you talk about parent essential oils, PEO,
yes,
support.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, it's something called an essential fatty acid. There's two. And because people mistakenly term things like DHA, EPA, which are derivatives of parents. I had a term, parent essential oil. So the thing you need to know, and everybody listening needs to know, is there's two most important substances in your body, parent omega-6, parent omega-3. We have to get them from food. Body can't make them. Why they're so important is because we have 100 trillion cells, and every cell membrane is half protein and half fat. So out of that half fat, every one of those 100 trillion cell membranes have 25 to 33%, so a quarter to a third of the parent essential oils. And the problem we have today is adulteration of mainly the parent omega-6 by food processors to get long shelf life. And the reason is, if you go into a supermarket, you walk by the fish area, it smells like the dickens, especially the older the fish is. And that's called oxidation, rancidity. It's like margarine can go out in the garage, stay there for a year. There'll be no bacteria, no fungus, no virus, no anything. No animal touching. Come back a year later, it's just dandy. Now, that's fine for the food processor because the food doesn't spoil. It's deadly for a human being because there's no oxygen transfer, and any physician knows oxygen transfer is the answer to everything, for beating infections, to beating heart disease, to beating cancer. And this is our major problem. So PEO is parent essential oil. There's only two, the parent omega-6, the parent omega-3, and everything else is called a derivative, meaning it comes from the parents. They're non-essential. Your body makes them, and we have been misled with the fish oil proponents to take lots of EPA and DHA, and in the amounts they're telling you to take, Deanna, it is literally a poison. It's a super pharmacologic overdose, and we'll talk about that in a little bit because they've measured how much you need, and people are getting poisoned. I know nobody wants to hear this. People have lots of stakes because they're making a lot of money, and they've been telling people fish oil is the be-all to end-all for the past decade. Every one of them is deadly wrong because it's not based on science. And I'm a hardcore scientist trained at MIT. So all I talk about science, Dan, I don't care if you like me, if you hate me, it doesn't matter to me. My charter is give you the truth, and the results we get are just absolutely phenomenal.
Right. We've all heard that, oh, we should be taking krill oil, and we should be taking all these other oils. And you are saying that they're really spoiled.
Marine oil is wrong. Now, if you think about it, what is DHA and EPA? It's antifreeze for a fish. A fish lives in 30, 40 degrees, okay? So nature only has two choices to not turn it into a block of ice like we would. Either alcohol, which case you'd have a drunk fish, or what's called the long chain lipids. They don't freeze. Now, what you need to know is the warmer the fish lives, the less DHA, EPA nature puts into that fish. So if you take a fish living in 30-degree water compared with a fish living in 70-degree water, there is 14 times less DHA, EPA in the fish. Okay? What's our temperature? 98.6, in case you haven't checked or remember recently. And we are getting more and more and more. I've never seen one article published outside of myself asking the question, how much DHA, EPA does a human being need on a daily basis? And I'll give you the answer. Anybody listening, get a pen, write down 7.2 milligrams. 7.2 milligrams. This was done measuring it by the National Institutes of Health and the U.S. Department of Agriculture back in 2002, which was repeated in 2010. I mean, this is highly accurate analysis. And they use radioisotopes. They can tell what's going into the brain. Now, if you look at that 7.2 milligrams, so double it. I'm a conservative guy. I'll say, okay, you can take double it. So if the brain uses that, your eye has some, your nervous system has a little, double the amount. That's 15 milligrams. Take a look and see how many milligrams is in a 1,000-milligram capsule of fish oil. It's about 800. So that's a 60-fold would be 900. It's close to a 55-fold per capsule. You have people taking 5 capsules, 8 capsules. The average person taking fish oil is getting overdosed 20 to 500 times too much. And if you ask what happens, the answer is horrific. And I'll give you a big one in just a minute. But this is the problem. Krill oil is less of a poison. There's less EPA, DHA. But a human being is not living in the sea. Why would you think a human being suffers a fish oil deficiency? True, there's some DHA and EPA in the brain, but it stays there a long time. We have antioxidants for that. We use 7.2 milligrams, so we need next to nothing. And from the parents, Deanna, your body makes the derivatives, the EPA, DHA, just fine. They've done tests even with vegetarians eating no fish, no meat, no anything. They have plenty of DHA, EPA in the bloodstream. And here's one that just came out in 2018. They looked at diabetics. Diabetics had a 70% higher DHA level in the bloodstream. So all these people are trying to mimic a diabetic's blood chemistry. Does that sound like a sensible solution to you? Do you want to imitate a diabetic? If you do, you're insane, because diabetes is the number one epidemic in America, and these people are putting you on the path to diabetes. It's horrific. It's also known that oily fish makes you insulin resistant. Your body puts out less insulin for the less oily fish, so a piece of codfish is much better than the so-called, quote, healthy oily fish. It's horrible. And this article that just came out this year, which was absolutely incredible, was talking about how fish oil ruins your cardiac enzymes. So your heart needs lots of energy to keep pumping. Well, if you take fish oil, it displaces the parent omega-6 in the mitochondria, ruins it by as much as 50%, and your heart's not working, so it's killing itself. Could this be a reason heart disease is rampant in spite of everybody doing everything they're told to do to prevent it? Absolutely. So here's the problem, Deanna. The, quote, solution to our health problems is actually the cause. It couldn't be more insidious than this. And these people don't actually understand when they're starting this, but when the science comes out, they don't change. That is the great sin here. Because as a scientist, when new science comes out or a new study comes out showing something unexpected, and it's right and it's verifiable, you should go, my goodness, maybe I was wrong in something. I may have to change what I've been saying. And that doesn't happen in the field of medicine and nutrition. They stay with the wrong stuff because they've been tied to it for so long. It's very tragic. I just go nuts because, again, I'm a hardcore scientist, and I follow the science. I was never against fish oil. It was just like, my goodness, why is everybody jumping on this fish oil thing? Why would a human being suffer a fish oil deficiency? And why was there no problem in 1950, 1940, 1930 when there was no fish oil supplements? Did we have neurologic problems in a brain? Was everybody running around stupid? Were people running around blind? No, there was no problem at all. We had less problems back then than today when there was no fish oil supplement. And then you look and see there's multiple cultures that have no fish. They're landlocked, like the Hunzas up in Pakistan in the mountains. They have no fish. No problem at all, and there's at least 5 of them. Dr. Rowan, who's a raw foods vegan, told me about this. And he goes, Brian, you know, this is really crazy. He's an MD. So there's a lot of people that look at the science and go, Brian, you know, there needs to be more people like you getting the truth out, because everybody is blindly accepting this fish oil nonsense, and it actually makes you worse. It's a horrific state of affairs, Dan. Horrific.
Well, I threw out all my fish oil supplements, and I'd been told, oh, I should take krill oil, and then I read some things about it, and I thought, no, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. And so I threw it all out. And
when you mentioned
the margarine in the garage, I thought about the hamburger, the McDonald's hamburger that was put in somebody's pocket, or French fries or something like that, and 9 months later they looked at it and was still edible. if people would want to eat that stuff. But
right.
But it, yeah.
It's a horrific state of affairs. And I hope people really check out the science, especially with cancer. We'll talk heavily about that in a minute.
Yes.
But fish oil is bad. This was in the Journal of Biological Chemistry, what I just told you, about DHA and fish oil impeding critical cardiac enzymes. The first thing they did is they looked at diabetics in humans, not an animal, elevated DHA levels by 1.7-fold. So once again, if they want high DHA levels in the bloodstream, you're mimicking a diabetic, and that's the biggest epidemic in the world today. And here's the thing. It's in cardiolipin, which is your inner membrane of the mitochondria. The mitochondria is where you have the cellular engines. The cellular oxygenation happens there. That's where all our energy is. And what's happening is replacement of the parent omega-6 by the fish oil's DHA prevents the formation of the lipid domains. I've got the paper right here. I'm quoting it. Luckily, the impairment can be repaired. They say parent omega-6, which is the 18-2, they give the technical description, but it's the parent omega-6, this is their word, rescues the major remodeling in the cardiolipin lipidome induced by long-term intake of DHA. Anybody taking this, go to your cardiologist and ask him if he's read this new paper. I guarantee he hasn't. So it's not the loss of the parent omega-6, not that you're just not getting enough of it, but it's the replacement, because when you get a pharmacologic overdose of the DHA, EPA from fish oil, it can't just get burned up. It takes the place of the parent omega-6 that is virtually everywhere. And I know you're saying, oh, we're overdosed on omega-6, right? You've heard that, right? Mm-hmm. We're overdosed on adulterated processed omega-6 that doesn't work. When you analyze the tissue structure like I have, you need 11 to 1 in favor of parent omega-6 compared with parent omega-3. So we have an 11 to 1 ratio. You're not getting enough parent omega-6. And if people are going to the supermarket, they're getting adulterated parent omega-6. They're killing themselves. This is the number one problem in the world, and nobody is fully adequately addressing it. Forget vitamins, forget men, forget everything. The adulterated parent omega-6 is the problem.
Now, I remember that my mother, every once in a while, would give me some cod liver oil.
Yeah, yeah, that was the old deal. Now, here's something you haven't seen. 1997, they analyzed women doing just this. Three times the skin cancer, the melanoma, the worst type of skin cancer there could be in the women that took the cod liver oil. I know you're thinking, rotten study. That's what they always say, rotten study. No, it was one of the best studies you could ever do. This was a prospective study, meaning everybody that started didn't have cancer in the beginning. It went on for 12 years. It went through the cancer registry in Norway. Okay? This is a fishing country. They didn't want to see this at all. Anybody diagnosed with cancer went into pathology, meaning you made sure it really was cancer, not just somebody guessing it. It's under the microscope looking at it. It was one of the strongest studies ever done. Thousands and thousands of people over 12 years, and three times the skin cancer compared to the women not taking the stuff. Now,
wow.
When you get threefold to a guy like me, a science person, that gets my attention like you wouldn't believe. You never heard that one, did you?
No.
Of course not.
No.
It was highly hushed up, not publicized in the least. Nobody has seen this paper, but it's out there because I saw it. And I wrote about it in The Hidden Story of Cancer. It's in there.
Right.
Everything is in that book.
Oh, that book.
Everything.
It's 608 pages thereabouts.
The first edition, you know, it was 4 years to get there. It's undergone 6 different editions. It's been translated into 2 different languages. It's been translated to Dutch. Sold 6,000 copies in the Netherlands. Now, the Netherlands country is the size of one of our states, Rhode Island. It was also sold for $20 more than in America. The hardcover copy was $60. 6,000, maybe 7,000 copies, and it was translated into South Korea, and it sold over 30,000 copies with no advertising, mainly to physicians. And it's getting very, very big attention. And I really detail the cell membrane and the work of the genius Otto Warburg, MD, PhD, Nobel Prize winner. They didn't listen to him. But even if they did, they didn't know how to solve the problem with the oxygenation of the cell membrane. For those people that don't know, Otto Warburg, there's one prime cause of cancer. One. And what it is lack of cellular oxygenation. And when the oxygen goes down by just 35%, a little over a third, for an extended period of time, even intermittently, that's why it could take years, cancer is induced. And we can talk about that when you come back.
All righty. We will be back in 3 minutes.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right. Welcome back. Our second guest today is Professor Brian Peskin. He is the author of The Hidden Story of Cancer. His website is brianpeskin.com, and his book is fabulous. It's 605 pages. It's an ebook. You can get it immediately, and I am looking on page 251. And it says what you should eat. I mentioned in the chat room during the break that farm-raised fish were very toxic because we were talking about fish. But anyway. Anyway.
I agree with you.
Yes.
You want wild fish.
Yes.
Antibiotics are horrible. Any kind of preservatives, any kind of steroids, all of this is horrible. It upsets the parent omega-6 chain of metabolites. So you get the parents, and they go to, for example, GLA, which is your body's number one anti-inflammatory. It's called PGE1, and it's a direct derivative of the parent omega-6, the most strong anti-inflammatory we had. So anybody with arthritis, anybody that has arterial disease, this is all caused by inflammation. And inflammation is even at the cause of cancer. Remember I said lack of cellular oxygen? Well, if you have chronic inflammation, and chronic means all the time, what does the body do to stop inflammation? It takes the oxygen. So the oxygen gets used basically worthlessly because it's non-productive. Chronic inflammation accomplishes nothing except burns up the oxygen, and then you get cancer 5 years down the road. So this is the problem. But if you're getting the opioids, big crisis here. Well, doctors give patients opioids to help with the pain, but it stops the healing. It impedes the healing, like a steroid impedes healing, so it's a double-edged sword. So if you're getting something that impedes that PGE1, the body's number one anti-inflammatory, you're defeating yourself. So a lot of patients, and we have pain specialists, MDs, that specialize in this, go, Brian, we beat the opioid crisis by years because we give people the oils. And if people are taking the parent essential oils, it oxygenates the cells, so the risk of cancer goes way, way, way down. Anybody that is undergoing chemotherapy or radiation, you may not want it, but if you're undergoing it, the oils, the parent essential oils, make those two modalities better because it oxygenates, and they both work better when the cell has more oxygen. The reason chemotherapy and radiation doesn't work at all down the road is the more hypoxic, the more oxygen deprived the tissue is, radiation and chemotherapy don't work at all. So all of this is predictable, and it's known, and it's all tied to the lack of cellular oxygen without a Warburg. And the way you get the cellular oxygen is these oils in the cell membrane. So that's what we were able to figure out, and nobody else did, because they didn't know, okay, here's the problem, lack of cellular oxygen, what the heck do I do? Well, in 1976, Dr. Campbell wrote a paper about this with cystic fibrosis people, and that's where I picked up on it.
Wow. All righty.
So it's an easy solution. You don't need to get cancer. You don't need to get heart disease.
Right. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.